Well, as Wes can attest as well, since he's met him a lot more times than I have, but he is so much like in real life, exactly like he is on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you say he's different or he's the same?
No, I think he's very much the same as he is on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you mostly get what you see is what you get.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I've learned a lot of Southernisms, like I'd never heard of cinnamon broom before. Big Fatty.
That one goes way back.
I'd never heard of boiled peanuts, and I still don't understand the concept of boiled peanuts. Like, who wants to boil peanuts?
They're soggy wet. They're gross.
It's like eating snot, and it's just disgusting. But yeah, a lot of Southernisms from Big Fatty, and you know he was one of my gateway podcasts along with April Winchell and Vera and a few others like Jay mentioned. So it's a real link to the past, and when I was commuting for 2 hours a day, and so I really appreciate everything that Big Fatty has done, and we will miss you, Big Fatty,
very much.
Yes,
thank you for calling.
We love you, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They're gross.
It's like eating snot, and it's just disgusting.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3155 of the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of March 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Let me guess, Big Fatty, you're going to tell us about your day in Fat Acres and play some really old voice letters, yes?
It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
Anything but that.
Don't miss the return of Shart Wait.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Oh, Big Fatty, get the old advertisements out of the way early. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I didn't give you a name today other than maybe you're all sharters, and you know you have. And y'all, I will say that I've gotten a couple of additional shart stories. But y'all, there's always room for more. And so y'all, as Jigger said there during So Question Month, get off your ass and do something. Yes, be ready.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 11th of March, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, the first, I've not met this person, and I'm not even sure this person continues to listen to the little show, but y'all, I know she did at one time, and y'all, I believe she enjoys a good horror event. Y'all, it is Christina in the Kansas. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Christina in the Kansas. Oh, where's she from? I'm not sure. Our next two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met both of them. Y'all, the first was a member of the Pod Cubs, a little show. And y'all, he came to the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. He too enjoys a good horror event. It is none other than Daddy Dave. Big Daddy, we love Daddy Dave. In fact, Daddy Dave sent Big Fatty the bacon suit that I wear on the pink carpet each year. At least I think that's right. And y'all, that our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's was oftentimes in the chitter chat room of the stick it with a poke, Big Fatty, before they decided to go on hiatus. It's true, they need to come back. Y'all, and he came to Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Willie So Silly. Oh, Big Fatty, I hear his Willie is silly. Well, I'm not sure about how silly his Willie is, but Willie is so silly. So, y'all, if you see Christina in the Kansas or Daddy Dave or Willie So Silly in the on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, it's just so sad to see you go downtown right before my eyes. It's true, I've just forgot how to do this. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Lefevre. It's true. After I spoke to you on yesterday's little show, first of all, I forgot to tell you that on Sunday night, I put my cone beef in the cracker pot and let it cook overnight. And y'all, it cooked down to nothing. It cooked down to a little bit larger than a deck of cards. Delicious. Just delicious. But Miss Bacon had sent me a Twitty message saying, Big Fatty, they say if you're getting lots of steps, but you're still a fat ass, that you should walk twice a day. I had not gotten my 12,000 steps in. So, y'all, I went back out and walked. And, y'all, by the time I got back, I just did a perimeter walk. Yes, Big Fatty. I had about 14,500 steps. Big Fatty, you beat Archie. It's true. I'm probably gonna keep up that regime, that that routine. And y'all, after that, I came back and I had me some of that cone beef. Y'all, I had some more of that riced cauliflower. This one was with broccoli and red bell peppers and a little olive oil. And y'all, it was really good. And it's kind of soaked up some of the juices from the cone beef. Y'all, it was delicious. I've decided that I love the riced cauliflower. So y'all, if you haven't tried that, give it a try. I'm gonna try the mashed cauliflower. So it looks like the mashed potatoes, and put some butter and salt and pepper on it, and we'll give you a report on that, y'all. After I had my supper, young Nicholas stopped by. Oh no, before young Nicholas stopped by, y'all, I was sitting on the porch and Sebastian pulled up. Be ready. And y'all, he had just been to the gymnatorium, and he stopped by, and he wanted to just chitter chat with Big Fatty. And y'all, we must have talked for about 10 minutes. And y'all, just a nice young man, very nice young man. And I'm lucky to have him as a neighbor. Yes, Big Fatty, you perv. No, but he's just good people. And and then what else? Y'all, then I just watched some stuff on the TV machine. I think I caught up on the Saturday Night Live. Y'all, it was really a pretty good episode. I watched something else too. I don't remember what it was though. But anyway, y'all stayed up. I had, since I had taken a nipper nap in the afternoon, I decided I was just going to stay up and watch the opening monologue of that Stephen Colbert. And y'all, after that, I crawled into the chamber and slept pretty well. Took me a little bit to drift off. Yes, Big Betty. Slept very well. Y'all didn't wake up. Didn't wake up till going on 9 o'clock. Big Fatty, well, you know, with the time change, well, that's true. Anyway, y'all got up, had my brufkas, and then I was off. I was off to the morning nipple walk, and I did the big circle and walked around Fat Acres, and y'all, I came back and hopped in the share and got dressed, and y'all, I got an e-letter from the cool saying, "Hey, Big Fatty, you've got $20 in Kohl's cash that's going to expire in 3 days." So y'all, I hopped in Ruby Red, and I went immediately to the Kohl's, and y'all went to the clearance section. Of course you did, Big Fatty, you're cheap ass. Y'all, I was looking for a kind of a tan colored pillowcase for a body pillow, but y'all, they didn't have any body pillowcases at the Kohl's, and all they had was king size with a package of two. I only need one, and y'all, it was like $45 for two pillowcases. Fanny, that's ridiculous. And so, y'all, I went over into the clearance area, and y'all, I found a pair of dungarees with the Mark Anthony collection. I just needed another pair of jeans, and so I found a pair that was my size. Y'all, it was regularly $80, but it was on clearance, so it was marked down to $32. And then I had $20 Kohl's cash, and y'all, then I had a 20% transaction discount. So y'all, for the $80 pair of jeans, I paid $9.60 plus the tax. And Big Fatty, that's almost as good as Princess Hana. It's true. And so y'all, I was real pleased with that. And after that, y'all, Miss Kitty had alerted me that his new 11-teen had arrived, and you know, I had told him I would come over and help him set it up, and y'all went over there, and y'all, it was I think Miss Kitty was even impressed at how easy it was, and he's beginning to learn about the face space ID and everything's a little bit different, but anyway, I think he's gonna be real pleased with it. Y'all, the wireless charging stand didn't work, or I don't know if it didn't work, or if he's got one of those little button things on the back of his new case, and y'all, I don't know if that's keeping it from charging, but we're gonna look into that further. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I came on home and did my second nipple walk. Let me just see how many steps I've gotten. And y'all, you know, since I don't have the iWatch, the Apple Snack watch, when I'm not carrying the phone and walking around, my steps aren't recorded. Y'all, so far today, I've had 14,888, 5.5 miles. Be ready. I'm pleased with that. And So, y'all, I'd ordered some, y'all, it's something called, Half Pops. It's a half pop popcorn. Y'all, they used to sell it at the Trader Joe's, and it was delicious there, cause it was a real buttery flavor, but they stopped selling it. And, so I found, another place on the Lesbeterian, shipping service that has a buttery flavored, buttery and sea salt flavored half pops, and y'all, they're pretty good. Not as good as Trader Joe's, but anyway. And y'all, so those arrived, and I kind of crunched on those for a little bit. And y'all, I think that pretty much was my day. Big Fatty, you forgot to mention about the how you don't need a special chair to enjoy. Never mind, we'll just move the show forward. Y'all, I've got some sad news to pass along. Y'all, I saw on the Twitty Tuesday afternoon, that Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere, that her mother had passed away. She has been taking care of her mother for many months. Those of you who listen to the little show know that she moved her life to be living with her mother and take care of her in her mother's home. It got to the point where we realized that she needed to be in assisted living, because you can't be there all the time. And so she had moved her into assisted living just recently, within the past month or two, I guess. And y'all, then she had passed away. I believe Nicole was with her when she left. And as I told Nicole on a Twitter message, she's now at peace, and now you be at peace. And so y'all, it's never easy. It's never easy. Like, for instance, I also got a very heartfelt e-letter from Princess Hannah. Evidently, Tuesday was her father's. The anniversarium of her father's passing, and it hit her very hard. And she's at y'all, and Princess Hannah, you brought up your thinking about your own health and your own mortality. I can tell you that those thoughts went through my mind as well when the Hatterina left. And remember, your father is at peace, and find some peace within yourself. And I know it's not easy, but it's in there. And you just keep walking with your head up and happiness in your heart. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, as I do on hump day, I'll be having lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, before we head over to the Vonzies. So y'all will have a full report on that. Y'all, I still got this recipe here that I want to tell you about, and I'll try to remember to do that on tomorrow's little show. Big Fatty, y'all also didn't play any voice letters. Well, we'll see about that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the now-defunct Lotzel little show. And Peter G., what do you think of Big Fatty continuing his show?
It's like eating snot. It's just disgusting.
Oh, well, it was just like eating snot and disgusting before. I didn't quit.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.